When the early church suffered because of her faithful contend for the truth,
早期教会为着真道为主受苦的时候，
they considered they saw it as a way of spiritual mystic union with Christ.
他们把他们的苦难当成与基督合一的奥秘。
Now many modern churches see the favor of Christ in their material financial success.
但是今天我们以物质上的成功作为上帝的福分祝福。
Max Weber, I believe, was certainly wrong, at least theoretically, when he related capitalism to Calvinism.
Max Weber 把资本主义跟基督教跟归正挂在一起。
Because true Calvinists never see financial success as a true mark of an elect, never.
但是我觉得他是错的，因为加尔文从来没有把物质上的成功跟神学或者灵命的成功挂在一起。
On the contrary, the true mark of an elect is the courageous suffering for Christ's sake.
刚好相反，一个真正蒙恩得救的人是愿意为主受苦的人。
One might ask, is Christianity then a religion of unhappiness?
所以这样子说来的话，基督教是不是我们整天都要愁眉苦脸呢？
Absolutely not.
当然不是。
On the contrary, Christianity teaches us the true happiness.
刚好相反，基督教告诉我们喜乐到底真正是什么一回事。
On the second day, Reverend Caleb Su already shared about the influence of consumerism even in church life.
第二天，苏立中牧师已经跟我们分享消费主义跟基督教的关系。
In fact, consumerism always promises a certain kind of happiness.
消费主义常常来答应我们有许多的这一种的快乐。
You know, many people shop not because they really need the things.
例如说，你去购物，很多时候并不是因为你需要买什么东西。
Because they enjoy the shopping itself.
而是因为你喜欢购物。
Shopping for the sake of shopping.
你因着购物去购物。
So one confuses it between the goal and the means. Which one is the means and which one is the goal?
所以过程跟这一个目标两个都混在一起。
There is no differentiation between means and goal here.
在这里我们分不开这个过程是什么，我们所要达到的目标是什么。
Hence there is no achievement either, because there is no goal that can be achieved.
所以你也没有什么成就感，因为你根本都没有一个目标。
True happiness is not without suffering, because only in suffering do we realize our needs of comfort and consolation.
真正的喜乐是通过苦难而能够达到的。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
圣经说哀哭的人有福了，因为他们必得到安慰。
The difference between shallow happiness and true happiness lies in the experience of being comforted.
肤浅的喜乐跟真正的喜乐的分别是有安慰的这个经历。
I come to the last point.
最后一点。
True happiness cannot be separated from the truth.
真正的喜乐不能够跟从真理那边隔绝。
Jesus said, the truth will set you free.
主耶稣说真理必叫你得到自由。
Contending for truth means contending for true freedom.
所以谢烈为真道来辩争辩的就是为自由来争辩。
And only the true freedom gives true happiness.
而真正的自由必然带来真正的喜乐。
In this regard, the Swiss reformer who died Zwingli famously said,
所以这个瑞士的神学家 Zwingli 说，
The truth wears a happy face.
这个真理是一个微笑的脸孔。
I'm certain he was inspired by the words of Jesus.
我非常相信他是以基督的话语做出这样的结论。
Those who are in bondage or in prison cannot be happy.
如果你被囚禁在监牢里面，你不可能会高兴。
Without the knowledge of truth, no one can live happily, because happiness always presupposes freedom.
所以你不认识真理的话，你就不可能有真正的喜乐，因为喜乐是在建立在自由的基础上面。
Those who do not come to the truth actually live in bondage of sin.
如果你不来到真理的面前，你是被罪捆绑的。
Now, many unbelievers think that Christian faith hinders human freedom.
许多非基督徒认为基督教是一个非常麻烦的一个阻止我有自由的一个宗教。
The truth is, however, it is sin that hinders freedom.
但是真相是罪来阻止我们有真自由。
We are created not for ourselves.
我们被神创造不是为了我们自己而被创造。
People who live for themselves are not free but imprisoned.
所以如果你为自己而活，你不是自由的，你是处在被囚禁的这个地位上面。
Jesus, on the contrary, invites us to enjoy the freedom to believe.
主耶稣邀请我们来享受相信他的自由。
The freedom to trust, the freedom to love.
这个信靠他的自由，爱他的自由。
The freedom to contend for the true faith.
来谢立为真道争辩的自由。
The truth is inseparable from happiness.
所以喜乐跟真理是不能够隔绝的。
For Jonathan Edwards, the Logos, the second person of the Trinity, is the source of all truth.
Jonathan Edwards 认为第二个位格就是上帝的道是所有真理的 出口。
And this truth is never a dry one.
而他的真理不是一个枯燥的真理。
Because the second person is never without the third person, the Holy Spirit, by whom Christ was anointed.
因为上帝第二个位格永远不会以第三个位格来隔绝，圣灵膏抹了他。
And Christ was anointed not with physical oil, but with the spiritual oil of gladness.
而主耶稣被膏不是以油来被膏，而是以喜乐被膏。
I believe this is also why Reverend Stephen Tong calls this movement Reform Evangelical.
所以唐崇荣牧师把这个运动定名为归正福音运动。
Because we need the holy evangelical passion by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们需要圣灵给我们带来爱福音的这个动力。
To contend for the truth.
来建立为真道真辩。
Revealed in the life of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣身上所看到的这个真理。
To God be glory forever.
愿荣耀归于上帝，永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.